a lot of you diehard fans. I'm so grateful. And some new people too. Today we're going to talk about something interesting. And I always pray to ask the guides, what's the most appropriate energy? And ironically, a lot of people will sign up, you know, that don't make it at Sunday morning. So I can't really get the energy till the last minute, till the guides will bring a collective energy for all of us. And so while I was waiting for that, and I have total faith in any inclination I get to search something on the internet, because sometimes I'll be meditating and then suddenly I'll feel the urge to research something. And it always takes me down an interesting road. So today I researched, I was thinking about Valentine's Day and Eros and Cupid and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I read something I've never read before. And I just want to give you guys the gist of it and how I landed where I landed today. So Eros is the Greek god. Cupid is the Roman god. They're the same energy, two different languages and countries. So Eros, Cupid, is the winged god of love and compassion, and he shoots arrows to create amorous or sometimes hateful relationships. So if you can shoot arrows for someone to fall in love, you might accidentally get someone to fall in love with someone in a relationship. So you can see how that can be kind of not controllable, but he's not malicious, but he does occasionally wreak havoc. He is the son of Aphrodite, which is why he has endless arrows. He was sent by Aphrodite to shoot an arrow into Psyche, who was a woman. She wasn't a goddess, but she later became a goddess. So when he was trying to shoot Psyche, and Aphrodite wanted Psyche shot because Psyche was too beautiful and got too much attention from too many men. And so she wanted Psyche to just fall in love with one man and be done with it. But Cupid accidentally pricked his own finger, and then he fell in love with Psyche. So he seduced Psyche because he was absolutely enamored with her. And then they stayed together. So the prayer that came up today is a prayer from my new prayer book. So I think all of you guys know about my old prayer book. The new one has some much deeper prayer work in it. And there's a prayer in there called Breaking the Spell of False Beliefs. Breaking the Spell of False Beliefs. And as soon as I read the Psyche and Eros story, I knew right what prayer I was looking for. So I went and got that. I mean, I went to a file on my computer. I didn't actually get out of my chair. I went and got that prayer. And I read it again. And I was like, this is exactly the energy that I can feel coming from my guides. So we're going to work with that prayer today. And we're going to get started right now. So when I meditate, my guides have taught me to meditate with my feet flat on the floor and my back straight. It's a very weird position. We don't often sit like this, but what it does is it creates a perfect venue for energy to run from God, creator, source, I am presence. And I use all those words so that I cover everyone's belief systems. The energy can come down your pillar of light, come down a vertical cord into your crown chakra. And you can imagine it as a cord that comes into your body or a big pillar of light and moves down your body through your spine. And when it hits your hips, it can come out your root chakra, but it can also go down your legs. If you're sitting Indian style or crisscross applesauce, then imagine the energy going from hips to knees down to feet and then going straight down, not out sideways. So you can manage that. But when you're sitting in a chair, it gives you a lot more energy to run through your legs. And then we ground to the core of the earth. So as we're sitting in the most appropriate position for each of us, comfortably, just close your eyes and I'm going to begin. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy assist us by creating sacred space for each person listening. We ask that our spaces be sealed off on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between with the purest, highest frequencies of Christ consciousness light. We ask that Source help us to welcome our guides, our light beings, our ascended masters, teachers, healers, gods, goddesses, deities, all those that work with us from the other side, but we welcome them only in their purest, truest forms of light, We welcome only the highest realms of Christ consciousness light, Christos light from Creator. We banish all lesser frequencies. We align ourselves most accurately with the highest realms of truth and unconditional love, and we allow that energy to come down our crystalline cords of light from Creator to our high selves to our physical bodies. And we bring that energy into our solar plexus and we anchor it in. And as it anchors into our solar plexus just below the ribs, we allow it to move down through our bodies, out through the root chakra, and down into the earth. We allow this energy to create a beautiful grounding cord that moves through rock, sediment, oil, water, earth, life, air, anything it encounters, it moves through very peacefully all the way to the core of the earth. We ask that our guides help us to ground most accurately, each of us grounding individually for our own selves, connecting to the core of the earth and staying connected to the I Am Presence as we become vast pillars of light. We allow the light from Creator to expand within us to move out and create a beautiful pillar. And as we each expand our pillars of light, we ask that Source bless us with a divine blue energy to anchor into the solar plexus and to begin to radiate down, up, and out in every direction. This is the energy of the divine feminine, and we embrace this energy and we ask it to hold us in a protective barrier, a protective bubble. You can imagine it up, down, and out about 10 feet. We ask that Source bless us with another beautiful light, a pink light, divine feminine energy. Blue is divine masculine, if I said that wrong. Pink, divine feminine energy anchored in at the solar plexus. And as that anchors in, we allow it to move down and up and out in every direction. And we're going to expand that 10 feet as well, holding us in the mercy and compassion of the divine feminine energy. And on top of that, incorporated within it, we ask for the energy of the I Am consciousness to anchor in our solar plexus now. And you may see a beautiful white and gold energy. Allow that to anchor in and filter out, moving in and throughout the divine feminine and masculine. And as this happens, it will create a violet frequency. This is a beautiful gift for our planet, often called the violet flame. And it will begin to move in and throughout our pillars of light and start transmuting and healing and activating. We ask that Source Energy, Creator, God, Goddess, I Am Presence, help us transmute all lesser frequencies. We ask for the release of anything no longer serving us, anything less than Christ consciousness light. And as the violet flame is transmuting and healing and recalibrating and rebalancing, we bring light. We bring light into the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. We bring light in and throughout all aspects of our being, and we recalibrate into the highest frequency appropriate for this moment. We ask that Source help us to band together and meet at mid-fifth to sixth dimensional levels, whatever is appropriate for us without going too far out, and not beyond mid-sixth frequency. And we ask that Source help us to stay grounded to the core of the earth for this meditation. We are grateful for our light beings present, and we open. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. And that's what I call setting sacred space. We always want to set sacred space before we meditate. It takes a few minutes. It takes some concentration. It takes some thought and intention. But it is the best way to invoke the presence of the I Am to be with you now. And within this frequency, I want you to imagine that you're standing on a platform of light. It's sort of like an elevator platform, but there are no walls. You're very safe and you're very protected. And I want you to imagine that that platform just begins to elevate, but you stay in your pillar of light. Imagine that you close your eyes and instantly you're at mid fifth dimensional levels. You've just zoomed up, and here you are held by your ancestors. You're held by your beloveds, and they're going to stay back today. They're going to hold you in their frequency. They're going to hold you in their beloved frequency of consciousness for you. This is your soul family groups, your guides and teachers and healers, and all those on the other side. They're all holding you now, and they're holding you because you're the one that's incarnated. You're the one that's doing work right now. You're the one that's on planet Earth where it's a little bit difficult to be. And as they hold you, they're going to just hold a prayerful state. Now, if you're the one on the platform, and all of these beings are around you, your beloveds that have crossed over, your guides that have been with you since you were born, the ascended masters that work with you, all of the light beings, everyone that God has ever sent you, every being that has ever showed up for you is holding space for something. And I want you to imagine now that you become like a sponge, that you begin to allow everything that is pure Christ consciousness light to come into your being and anchor within you. Allow it to move into places like your subconscious mind. Allow it to move into every organ. Allow this love and light, these frequencies of unconditional love, to move into your bones and your blood and your tissue. Allow them to bubble and dance up and down your chakras. Allow them to move into your abdomen and right into your intestines and recalibrate your digestion for your highest and best good. Allow the light to move up and down your spine. They're giving you things like courage and admiration. They're giving you things like the best verbiage of the moment. They're giving you unconditional love and support, and it's not temporary. These beings are always holding space for you. You are on a team. They are the outskirts of a wheel and you are the hub. And every spoke is an avenue for pure light to come into you. Allow that pure light to be with you now. Allow all of the levels of mind and consciousness and memory to focus on receiving. And I want you to take a few deep breaths. I want you to imagine that you have some kind of a coat or vest that is part of your work on the planet. Maybe it's a bright orange vest because you're a protector or a guardian of something. And I want you to imagine that you take it off and lay it at your feet. I want you to reduce your armor and open yourself to receive in this moment. To receive Christ consciousness light, to receive healing. We talk about it, but we know if there's an imbalance in our lives, that there's a part of us that's still holding on to something that's not healing. Let's ask for Source, the I Am Presence, to send forth a beautiful light being to help us open to receive. Maybe it's an angelic being. Maybe it's just a little fairy or a sprite. But this being's going to come forth and he or she or it might point and say, oops, there's a spot. Let's let light in there. Or they might wave a wand and just twirl some energy around. Or they might just hold space for you as you open to your own realizations, your own healing, your own opening. The guides are telling me very good, very, very good. So you're adjusting. You're doing something wonderful for yourself right now. This is a great meditation to do in the bath or to do outside when you're in nature. And while we're adjusting to the highest frequency we can be in this moment, the most accurate frequency we can be in this moment, let's talk about the spell of false beliefs. There are a lot of intentional beings on our planet that do not want us to be empowered as we are. So it is important not to battle them, but to sort of imagine yourself as a light that begins to shine and they simply move away because they want something different. This is not about controversy or conflict or even confrontation. This is about being who you are and illuminating as far as you can. And remember, as you are the light that you are, you must be grounded to the core of the earth. You must be connected to the I Am Presence. You are not on a solo journey. You are part of the whole. So imagine now in this beautiful light that you've created for yourself, in this higher healing space that you're expanding into. Imagine now that you are saying this prayer to yourself. I'm going to say it in the first person. And always I ask when I do prayer work that the prayer work be with me through my own discernment, and the prayer work be with me as if it is this or something better. So if the verbiage needs to be different, I ask for something better for me. If that sentence doesn't feel good, I just say, that's okay, send me something better. It's all frequency. This is the prayer for breaking the spell of false beliefs. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, I command myself whole to center. I call all aspects of myself to return unencumbered and free of any attachment. I demand my wholeness presently now. I align myself vertically. I ground to the core of the earth and to Mother Gaia. I am connected to my high self and source slash creator. I amplify my pillar of light with Christ consciousness and call forth to my guides, angels, ascended masters, teachers, healers, ancestors, and all light beings to assist me in receiving and maintaining pure light. Within my reality, I command the ability to recognize false intentions, lies, mistruths, manipulations, treachery, trickery, spells, curses, etc. I enable my personal radar to be activated to its highest ability now. I enhance my ability to recognize truths and/or falsities. I allow myself to understand the intentions of each person's words and actions, even if I am hurt by the realization. If at any time or place or dimension I have been deceived, I allow that deception to clear and heal now. I embrace my ability to clearly restructure my decisions and separate from prior actions. I am able to change, alter, realign, regroup, and/or reroute myself to serve the highest light. In service to the divine light of the I Am consciousness, I follow truth and unconditional love. If any part of me is aligned with less than truth, I call that part back to me now. I forgive myself and all parties associated with any lie, false belief, trick, hurting, steering, and/or subliminal suggestion. I am empowered, aligned with pure Christ consciousness light, protected and loved. I am free of false realities. Intentions are transparent to me. I embrace the truth of every word and situation. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. So just take a deep breath and allow yourself to become extremely comfortable. When doing prayer work with a group, it amplifies the frequencies. And I often say things to myself like, I allow myself to release everything comfortable in this moment. I allow myself to adjust to my own comfort in this moment. I ask for things like peace and ease and comfort. I ask for my guides to help me adjust at my own pace. The guides are showing me myself in a room of windows, sort of like a room shaped like an octagon, and all the windows have shades drawn. And I am begging my guides to release the shades, to let them move up. I want to see. I want to see the sunshine, the light. I want to see what's outside. But as the shades go up, it's very bright and I'm blinded by it and it hurts my eyes and I have to close my eyes. That is a metaphor for us wanting to see everything, but we just can't. So we have to have faith in our rooms where the shades are pulled down and have faith that our guides will show us everything we need to see as we can see it, as we can handle it, as we can do something about it. So the shades are always at the most appropriate place, and we can pray for that, to be shown the most appropriate things, to be aware of any work we can do in the world as our lighted selves, as light beings or light workers or light warriors, how we can serve the highest and be an example of love and light, how we can hold the frequency of truth all through our physical bodies, especially in the spine, especially in our DNA, by restructuring and releasing false beliefs. We can release overlays. We can release trickery of the eye, subliminal suggestions. I release subliminal suggestions and I allow myself to have crystal clarity when others are manipulating me. I allow myself to be peaceful in my discoveries. I allow myself to love and be loved with compassion and mercy and grace through the changes that I will see. Over the next few days, it is likely that you will find some verbiage that comes into your own heart around releasing false beliefs, releasing trickery and treachery. And the reason that this comes up is because we have these things in our DNA. We have them from past lives. We have them from the lifetimes of our ancestors. So we can look at this as archetypal, things that we're connected to that are not necessarily bloodlines and genetic. Our bloodline connections that have ingrained messages into our minds and our hearts and our spirits to obey or to follow some false belief that we've been told or shown or whatever. And this can be anything. I mean, a lot of people are going to obviously go to politics, but it can also be things as simple as milk is good for you. You know, something that we've been told that we question. In the 40s and 50s, everyone smoked because no one thought it was unhealthy. So if there's something that's a false belief within you, even if it's a simple false belief, I need 8 hours of sleep has been told to me, and maybe you only need 7, or maybe you need 9. Releasing false beliefs and going inside and knowing your own truth is of the utmost importance. So allowing yourself to expand in the consciousness of your own I am presence, to be presence in your own awareness of what's healthy and good and right for you, is a good way to be. It's a very special way to be in this world. And also to be that way, to be 100% in your own consciousness and your own awareness for the moment that you're in, because it may change. You may be completely different in a week, but also to sit next to somebody who has a completely different belief system and to be okay with it. To say you believe that and that's okay. That's where you are and I respect that, but this is where I am and I respect that. So we allow ourselves to completely calibrate with our evolution, with the way we grow and the way we gain knowledge. And we release old habits and old treacheries and old ideas and old influences that no longer serve us. We embrace light. I embrace light through the consciousness that I am. And I want you to imagine now that that group of beings that's around you, I want you to imagine that they're just sending love to you. It's not an arrow that focuses on making you love something that you may not love. It's not a god sending an arrow with some erroneous juice on the end of it that makes you have a new belief system. We're going to be impervious to that. We're going to accept unconditional love that comes from the heart of beings that serve us because they love us. And I want you to imagine some way of receiving that. You may have a basket that gets full. You may just feel straight energy coming into your being. You may smell it. You may have a sense that gives you fullness. Just take a few moments, absorb all that love coming to you. You can come back to this place, but your guides would like you to know two things. One is you cannot absorb love. You cannot hold it within you without giving it. So as you receive love, you can also say, thank you and I love you. You can offer your love to God, Creator, Source, I Am Presence. You can offer your love to Mother Gaia, our planet. You can offer love to humanity, to the mountains, to the grasses, to anything and anywhere. Your beloveds, those who you hold sacred. The second thing that the guides would like you to know is when you receive love like this, it will eradicate things in you. It will shake loose an old belief system or a doubt. When we are overwhelmed with doubt or anxiety or fear, those things take up residence within us. Imagine there's a bubble of something that's just a yucky, muddy color. And ask your guides, please take that. Please transmute it. I have unconditional love that needs to live there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is a good practice when you're feeling down. When it doesn't feel like the earth loves you anymore, that's never true. Do this meditation, bring yourself into this beautiful fifth dimensional frequency, and just ask your guides, turn it on. I need it now. Please show me the unconditional love that I'm questioning. And please help me to release anything in the way. Now I want you to imagine that you throw your arms in the air and that you just begin to dance and shake and jump and you celebrate these new feelings. You just move around and you let them bubble up inside of you. You feel the joy of it. You're jumping around in heaven and you're celebrating and that your beings are celebrating with you. And I want you to imagine that this celebration brings more joy and more light and more consciousness around happiness. That you up-level yourself. And as this happens, you become more and more aware of your divine plan to be here. And you don't need it written down on a piece of paper. You know it because it's in your heart. And it changes from moment to moment because the needs of the world change from moment to moment. So as you adjust and receive and enjoy, take a moment and just express your gratitude. We're going to close soon. So thank all the beings around you. And I thank each of you for showing up today, for joining in this meditation, and for elevating the frequencies. I want you to imagine that your platform, the beautiful light platform below you, begins to move down and you close your eyes and it moves instantly all the way back down to your physical body. And as you come back down to your physical body, this is your consciousness merging once again with the physical. And we want all this good energy to fit into the physical. So we have to squish it in and move it all the way down our legs and past our feet. Move it all the way down our arms and past our hands like beautiful light mittens. And then we have to imagine grounding down into the physical earth, sending our energy down and asking our guides, please help me connect with the core of the earth. I am grounded here through my commitment to life. I am in service to the divine light of the I am. And I know that that service and that I am consciousness is in every cell of my being. It is not separate from me. I am the same. I am the same stuff, but I am human now. So I ask for guidance in being human. I ask for guidance in this life that I've chosen. And I ask for love and light to bless all those I hold sacred. As we begin to release, imagine yourself connected to all of the people listening and imagine you pulling those connections in and just winding them up into your crystalline cord of light, still connected to Creator, and then grounding completely into your physical. And as we disconnect from each other, the Akashic Records and the Oversoul connection, we ask that Source guide us in our lives and in our days with happiness, peace, ease, and comfort. We ask for blessings of love and light and appreciation, gratitude for all those that have helped us today. As we release the beings back to their realms of choice, we know some of them will stay with us, and we are so grateful. We ask that we each have a blessed and beautiful day, and we ask for blessings for all those we hold sacred, our beloveds, two-legged, four-legged, and no-legged. We ask for blessings of love and light for our homes, for our communications, and for our travels. And I thank all of you as we release and close. Thank you, and amen. Thank you, and amen. Thank you, and amen. So we're going to close out our call. And I do appreciate each one of you. And you can stay in your meditative space. Please send me your thoughts. You can email or text. And I hope to see you in a month. Thank you. Sending so much love and light. Namaste, everyone.